This morning, StoryCorps brings us two dads. The son of Charles Jones, 12-year-old Malik, is autistic. He met another father, Anthony Merkerson, at an event for families of children with autism.
How did it feel when you learned that Malik had autism?
It was like a shot in the gut. I thought my son would be nonverbal, that he would never say, I love you. But when he started talking, he wouldn't shut up.
What was the hardest day you've had with Malik?
It's not his bad days that are hard. It's my bad days that are hard. I remember when I started cutting his hair, I know the sound of that metal grinding scares him. Mm-hmm. He's fighting me. I got so frustrated and I forced him. Like, I held his head and I could see it hurting him. And afterwards, I broke down, and then he came to me and he says, Dad, don't worry about it. I'll be okay next time. There was a stain on my brain for a long time. And I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress.
I've learned, like, patience. You gotta have it. In the beginning, this was my son. Was tough. So now you fast forward to having my daughter. She gets diagnosed. Two kids on the spectrum. It's like a heavy load. It's like picking up a mountain. And back then, I was in a shell. I won't even explain how I was feeling. Then it happened to be a autism event. And I seen you there with Malik. That was the first time we met.
Yeah.
After that, it's been totally different. Just the fact that you're not alone dealing with this, that right there changed my life, period. How do you think people see your son?
Well, I gotta tell you, I have a lot of concerns for him. My son right now is 12 years old and he's 5'9".
He's tall.
Yeah, he's huge. And when he gets excited, he flaps his hands. This is not abnormal. This is as normal as rain for him. But my fear for him has been that somebody sees him and they interpret his body language as something that it's not. So even with a smile on his face, he's going to be threatening to people. So let me ask you, Anthony, as a police officer, do you have concerns for my son?
You know, I do, yes. My son, too.
That's why the best thing I can do is teach him what's socially acceptable and what can be misperceived as a problem. I hate to have to teach him those things. And I don't want to take his innocence away either. But in time, he'll know. You know what? Who he is today, I never thought he'd be. So I know there's possibilities for him.
Charles Jones with his friend Anthony Merkerson in New York. Their talk will be archived in the Library of Congress.